USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four people now officially corroborating Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her when they were high school students in the early 1980s. Lawyers for Ford have handed sworn declarations from the four people to the Senate Judiciary Committee ahead of tomorrow's hearing on Ford's abuse claims. Meanwhile, as for Kavanaugh's second accuser, Republican Senator John Cornyn says...
Well, I know the staff of the Judiciary Committee has reached out to Ms. Ramirez's lawyer, and they're apparently talking about how to get her testimony.
Cornyn spoke on Fox News. Kavanaugh denies the allegations from both of the women. In South Carolina, several rivers are expected to crest today and cause flooding after Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With the new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Federal Reserve's expected to raise interest rates today, likely by 0.25%. It would be the third rate hike this year. President Trump yesterday addressing the United Nations General Assembly, spending a lot of time in his remarks focusing on Iran, accusing the country of sowing chaos, death, and destruction around the world. Meanwhile, his National Security Advisor John Bolton was also hammering the Iranian regime, saying,
U.S. intelligence clearly shows that Iran is actively developing more accurate and capable missile systems and technologies. The regime has increased its precision strike capability.
Bolton warning Iran's leaders there would be, in his words, hell to pay if they were to threaten the United States, its citizens, or allies. Tech leaders are to be grilled on Capitol Hill again today about safeguarding consumer data. Representatives from Twitter, Google, Apple, AT&T, and Amazon are scheduled to testify before the Senate Commerce Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Scientists at University of Texas at Austin are suggesting that the active ingredient in the herbicide Roundup is behind the deaths of bee populations all around the world. Glyphosate is already being blamed for causing cancer in humans. The researchers say it destroys specialized gut bacteria in bees, leaving them susceptible to infection and death. Boxer Victor Ortiz, is being charged with rape. The 31-year-old surrendering to authorities in Oxnard, California yesterday, booked on three felony counts, including forcible rape, charges that stem from an incident that reportedly happened at a Southern California home back on March 19th. Ortiz is also known for competing on Dancing with the Stars in 2013 and for some movie roles as well, including The Expendables 3 and Southpaw. President Trump has a new $1.5 million Cadillac limo named like its predecessor, the Beast. It weighs 20,000 pounds and is designed to survive nearly every type of possible attack. It also has a fridge filled with blood of the same type as the president's, and he also has some James Bond features like being able to create a smoke screen if necessary or an oil slick to thwart any pursuit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.